Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Jimmy the Bubble Boy in the studio with me. Bill had to leave. I think he actually was a bit nauseous, I think was more of what happened. After dealing with our special Valentine's edition of Scuba Radio today and the 50 Shades of Greg, well, who can blame him? But Bubble Boy has, you know, you're willing to hang.
I have a cast iron stomach.
It's either that or the booze talking and, right about it. He brought a six-pack of Dos Equis in.
I thought Neil was calling today, so I brought Dos Equis.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, he is the most interesting diver in the world.
But since he's not here, I'll be the most uninteresting man in the
world. Well, it's acting as your medication and
yes,
in order to tolerate the 50 Shades of Greg.
But Bill took his church key with him when he left. What am I going to do, Greg?
I don't even know what that means.
Yeah, church key to open the beer.
Oh, is that okay? Okay. Yeah, he took it. Well, use your teeth.
Okay.
That's what they're...
I can do that.
Something. Just stick it in your mouth, then suck it. There you go. So it is Valentine's Day, and that's what we're doing, is having a little fun. And inappropriate things divers say by accident when they're giving dive instruction. That's what happened to me this week, and I brought a recorder in, documented some of it, and you will hear it. Some of those results on the show today. All right. Also with us via the web, we have Jerry the Diver Guy, who's with us. And then Pete from Scuba Board has just chimed in with us as well. Pete, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing good.
Good, good. Best, now, yeah, go
best
ahead.
Valentine's line ever.
Yeah.
Want to see my tickle stick?
Of course. Yes. Well, it happens. Well, that sounds like a pickup line. You know, that's not really the same thing as what I'm talking about. What happened with me, I was in a dive class that I was teaching, and I said a few lines that we do when we're trying to teach our divers how to dive properly. And the female diver took it, took it the wrong way, took it in a way that I didn't mean, which is hard to believe, but that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
She must listen to your show, Greg.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah. So we got more of those to share, and you've been in that situation before, I'm sure. Haven't you? Come on. Don't lie.
I've never been misunderstood by a woman.
Never. Never, never, never. Okay.
Ever. Well, ever,
no
ever.
Worries. All right. Well, we'll see how that unfolds. Now, we were talking about in hour one a thread that I actually saw on Scuba Board this week, too, Pete. And maybe you saw this one about the spouses and whether or not you like to dive with your spouse.
Yeah, I did see it.
And
it was actually in our... in our newsletter this week.
Yeah, okay. Exactly. So, do you go by that line, no wives on dives kind of mentality, or is your better half listening right now and that would get you in big trouble to admit such a thing?
Well, she's probably not listening.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Except through the other room. But, yeah, no, we dive together all the time.
Okay.
Sometimes we teach together. She's also an instructor.
Yeah.
Sometimes we're SOBs, same ocean buddies, because, you know, she goes one way and I go the other way.
Right.
If it's a technical dive, though, we're on each other like white on rice.
Yeah.
You know, we don't leave each other.
Okay. Well, I didn't really want you to go that specific. That was a picture that we really didn't need, even though it's Valentine's Day. I understand it's hard not to go there. But whatever works for you, I'm good with it. Let's talk about a couple other things that are in the news that crossed my desk this week. And I want to get your thoughts, Jerry the Diver Guy. Also, wait, did we get the Scuba Cowboy? Did he just chime in? It looks like he may be with us as well now, Pup. If you are, say hi.
I am here.
There you go. The Scuba Cowboy live from Colorado. He joins us a little bit late because, you know, things are moving a little slower in that state these days, right? Yeah, he's heard every reference to that. He's sick of it. He doesn't want to hear it anymore. I don't blame him. But let's talk about this other story. There was a this actually happened in, of all places, Hawaii. And I don't know, Pete, I don't know if you saw this, but evidently there was a legislator in Hawaii that read something or saw some reports about some snorkelers, tourists in Hawaii, that that died, that drowned. And, you know, he was like, hey, look, these numbers are way too high. We got to do something about this. I'm a politician, and surely there's a law I can pass that will keep people from dying in our Hawaiian waters. And
why blame Shirley?
Well, yeah, it's just what they do. It was she's an easy scapegoat, you know. And anyway, no, he decided to come up with a bill. Now, I don't know where this stands at the moment. Because hopefully it's already been squashed, but I have a feeling it hasn't. But it's one of these dumb laws that someone presents that happens more times than not, unfortunately, where they're trying to solve a problem which I'm not so sure really exists, but the solution is 10 times worse than whatever problem they were trying to solve. And his bill would require snorkels to have a safety valve. Because these snorkelers that were going off the coast of Hawaii were drowning, and he felt that the way to save them is to have like one of these dry valves and a lot of the snorkels that we use, you know, scuba diving. However, as you know and I know, there are snorkels that don't have these safety valves in them, especially when it comes to free divers and that kind of thing. Right, Pete? Are you following me on this or what?
I am. I think the law was stupid. I mean, luckily it's not a law. The
bill.
Bill is so stupid, so short-sighted. I mean, he's talking about a check valve, but mm-hmm. he hasn't really defined it. So it could be a purge valve. It could be a little floaty ball that does it. But that's not what kills people. Stupidity kills people. Going beyond your limits is really what kills people. And that's true. Scuba diving, snow skiing, jumping off of tall buildings. You know, if you do something that your body can't handle, you're going to die.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you right now, my snorkel, I have one of those roll-up snorkels that I keep in my BC pocket because I don't wear it all the time, but I want to have a snorkel, God forbid, if I ever got stranded on the surface and needed one in an emergency situation or had to stay at the surface for, you know, an extended period of time. I have my snorkel. I just don't wear it all the time, but I have it rolled up in its nice little compartment in my BC pocket. And it's there. However, it doesn't have a safety valve on it. I don't need a safety valve on it. However, I would not be allowed to go in the waters of Hawaii and snorkel with that. I would be breaking the law if it, God forbid.
Well, you might be breaking the law. The bill hasn't passed. I don't wear a snorkel. I don't have a snorkel on me. I don't think snorkels are that good or effective, especially if it's lots of breaking waves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I scuba dive, snorkels become entanglement hazards. And since I don't have pockets, I just don't wear a snorkel.
Yeah. Well, you know, it is. This story has stirred up quite a stink from the online divers, and they're responding accordingly. And hopefully they'll squash this effort by this politician who meant well.
Roll obviously. It up like your snorkel, right?
Exactly. Roll
I
it
use
up.
I use an inflatable snorkel. It's only good for one breath.
Ah, okay. Well, yeah, you need to work with that politician in Hawaii.
Exactly.
You guys would be like peas in a pod. Now. But, you know, the bottom line, this is the kind of story, too, that DEMO will get involved with, or they'll watch and keep an eye out for these goofy stories that'll pop up. And, you know, sometimes this stuff gets through, so you got to pay attention to it, as absurd as it may sound. Because that could come back to haunt us scuba divers. Like I said, in my scenario, I don't use a snorkel with a safety valve. And if I went out on the boat and they passed this law, technically I could get a ticket. That's what the fine he presented was ridiculous. Like, I don't know, like a couple $100.
Wow.
Like if you're caught swimming without a snorkel with a safety valve or check valve in it. Not a good
thing.
You know
what it's going to do?
Yeah.
It's going to force people not to use a snorkel.
Yeah, well, or it, well, I mean, he may be telling people you're not allowed in the water without one. I'm not sure how he worded it or whatever, but it's absurd, and it's the kind of thing you do got to pay attention to. And this is what happens when, you know, we are in a minority of the general population as divers, and when we see things that are presented like this, especially when it comes to politics, as absurd and crazy and insane and annoying as they are, you can't ignore them. You have to pay attention and sometimes get involved and make your voice heard. And, you know, that's what the DEMA organization kind of keeps an eye out and helps organize our folks accordingly in that case. So we got that story. I got another story here that we're going to delve into about a, I don't know, the ultimate thing to find underwater. Is it buried treasure? Well, maybe not. It could be something else. Plus, remember, it's Valentine's Day. You got the 50 Shades of Grey. That's coming up, and I apologize in advance. Here on the
island. This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Kevin Keatley wasn't ready for me or anything that followed. Chased by a police department led by his ex-girlfriend and hunted by brain fork-wielding Fijian assassins, it's everything he can do to keep from getting locked up, killed, or worse. Kava Screw is available as an ebook for $2.99 at Amazon.com. Kava Screw. Put a brain fork in him. He's done.
If you like the show you are listening to right now, you can listen to it and many more just like it on Reno Viola Outdoors Radio. Fishing, hunting, boating, and the rest of the great outdoors, 24/7, 365 on Reno Viola Outdoors Radio. Download the free Reno Viola's Outdoor Radio app or visit WRVORadio.com online to see the lineup and schedule. That's Reno Viola Outdoors Radio. And enjoy the great outdoors.
Surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
In honor of Valentine's Day, Scuba Radio heats things up.
You don't want it to slip out, so get a firm grip when holding your hose up to your buddy's mouth.
Yeah, baby.
Uh-huh.
I thought... Never mind.
This has been 50 Shades of Greg.
That's stupid.
On Scuba Radio.
What am I not getting? I have a feeling I'm not getting a lot, you know. I'm a little naive when it comes to that kind of stuff. You think, Bubble Boy?
Yeah, life is like a box of chocolates.
Okay,
Greg.
Maybe that's what it is. We got the Scuba Cowboy, we got Jerry, the Diver Guy, and Pete from Scuba Board all connected with us via the web today. And Jerry, the Diver Guy, doing some research on that snorkel bill in Hawaii. And what did you find there, Jerry? What do you got?
So this is HB1460 bill relating to snorkeling. Report okay. Title is Snorkel Safety Valve. Description is prohibits a person from snorkeling in Hawaii if the snorkel is not equipped with a safety valve.
Hmm.
and it was introduced on 1/29/2015 and has been passed, and on the 6th of February, it has been re-referred to OMH.
OMH, so
which is starting to work its way up.
Yeah, OMH or OMG?
OMG looks yeah, that's what it's going to be.
Exactly. That's insane. But who knows? You know, we'll keep an eye on it. You know, if you're in Hawaii and you're a diver, you've probably already heard about this nonsense.
Well, technically, Greg, it said snorkeling. So if you're, what, diving, that doesn't count, does it?
Well, you got to snorkel on surface at some point. And I know that was some of the...
I never have.
Oh, well, that is some of the gripes that you see online, that there's some unintended results of this goofy law the guy's trying to get
past. No offense, but how in the world do you drown snorkeling? I'm not even registering that.
Well,
I'm just not getting this at all.
You know, they're going after the folks that are, you know, these cruise shippers, tourists that don't have any water skills and, you know, can't even walk up a flight of stairs, let alone jump in the water and start swimming around.
People trying to snorkel at 15 feet below the water.
You know, it'd be better if they required they take a class. About the economic boon to every single dive shop there. Oh, if you want to go snorkeling, take an hour class.
Yeah. Well,
learn the safety basics of it.
The problem is you're trying to mix common sense and politics, and that's that is an oxymoron or something to that effect. So that, you know, you just got to keep an eye on this type of stuff, and hopefully, you know, cooler heads will prevail there in Hawaii and that kind of thing. But once again, you've got to pay attention to this stuff. It's so easy to ignore it or just write it off as absurd. You know, and matter of fact, the first time I saw this story was on Facebook. And a lot of times you read this stuff on the web and you blow it off. And when I see it, I'll delve into it just to find out if it's one of those urban legend type of things. And then I'll realize, oh, my gosh, this is really going on. And that's how it'll eventually, you know, come up for discussion maybe on the show, or we'll share it accordingly so more people can be in the know. But, you do have to pay attention to this kind of stuff because we want to protect our rights as divers. And this could come back and bite us in the butt, literally. If they end up making this, law go through in Hawaii, and then you get out there and find out that your snorkel you got rolled up in your BC pocket, or a free diver for that matter, a lot of times the free divers prefer snorkels that don't have that safety valve in it because that creates less air pockets. They want to have less air space.
Less drag.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Less drag and less air that they have to push out of the snorkel, right? And they won't put those safety valves in the snorkels just because it makes
Greg,
them better. Yeah.
Free divers don't try to breathe off the snorkel.
Exactly.
When they get to the surface. They actually spit the snorkel out and just take the first breath in with their mouth. They don't try and clear the snorkel until they get their breath on the surface.
Well, okay. I guess you're right. But
no, I know I'm right. I mean, that's the way they do it. It's the opposite of what we teach in scuba and how to snorkel. Free divers, you know, they're coming up fairly quickly, and when they break the surface, they break the surface.
Well, it depends on what kind of free diving you're talking about. If you're doing like deep free diving, sure. But like if you're just doing free diving like a little bit beyond just snorkeling on the surface, where we're diving down as some of the skills we learn in our open water course, where you come up to the surface, you know the less air space you have in your snorkel, the easier it is to have it cleared when you break the surface, right?
Well, and I agree with you as far as snorkeling is concerned, but snorkeling and free diving are two different animals.
True. They're not really animals. They're more like mammals and divers and things, I think. But I'm with you. I hear what you're saying. I
mean, it's just a different way of looking at it. The people who free dive don't really employ snorkeling techniques. They're all about going as deep as possible, killing fish sometimes. But when they break the surface, they need their air. They're not going to try and clear a snorkel. They're not going to depend on that.
Well, okay. Understood. I hear you. But like you said, whether it's being streamlined or airspace or whatever, this goofy... bill or potential law could affect them in a negative way, and that would not be good. Let's talk about some other stuff. What are some of the coolest things that you find underwater or that you would want to find? And, I'll go to you first, Pete. What do you think? What's the neatest thing you could ever go down underwater on a dive and find and think, oh, my God, I'm on seventh heaven. This is what I've always wanted to do as a diver. What would it be?
Well, I often wear it, my megalodon tooth.
Okay, finding like, okay, yeah, that would make sense. Or buried treasure, you know, or something like that, pirate treasure.
Well, that's a fossil. That's not just treasure. That's a fossil. That's okay. A piece of natural history.
Okay.
A piece of natural art.
All right, so you would like to find a fossil, a rock. You're kind of a nerd, and that's okay. That's okay. No, I mean that in an affectionate way. But
yeah, you do.
Yeah, no, okay, that would be one thing. This guy out in California... actually found a wreck. He discovered a wreck off the San Diego coast.
Cool.
Now it ended up being a plane that had crashed or was intentionally sank into the ocean like 50 years ago in World War II. All right, and so this guy went down there. It was a place evidently not, you know, that unheard of for divers to go. And this guy stumbled across like, wait a minute. That's a plane. It's a war plane. Wow. He found the plane. He reported it, you know, once he got back to the surface. He actually found the people that flew the plane. The pilot that had crashed it, he actually had survived. But supposedly, you know, they had said that the plane had never been found until this diver and his buddy went down and found it. And they thought that was the neatest thing they'd ever done as a diver. That would be kind of cool.
That's pretty cool, Greg.
To discover a plane or a shipwreck or a pirate, that would be, you know, that would be definitely at the top of the list. Now, the kicker to the story is that when it got published, a bunch of people got up on the threads and said, hey, I knew that plane was there 20 years ago. I just never told anyone about it. I figured it was, you know, common knowledge. So he's the first one to actually maybe get credit for it. Does it still count? I say, yeah, why not? This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, Jimmy the Bubble Boy in the studio with me as well, and also on the line right now, Jerry the Diver Guy and the Scuba Cowboy are both connected to us via the web. And, you know, last week or the week before, I believe, we were talking about the possibility of Cuba opening up to us as scuba divers as the travel restrictions are, you know, relaxed. With the Obama administration, that's what he's alluding to in the coming months. We'll see how that evolves, but it looks like it's coming one way or another. And we were talking about, ooh, that'd be kind of cool to be able to go to Cuba. I've heard good things about some of the diving in Cuba. And for us in the U.S., obviously, we haven't been able to go there for 50 years now. And that's way beyond my scope of diving, believe it or not, even though when you consider my age. But regardless, you know, I would like to go there. I'd like to mark it off the list. And I'll be darned if I didn't get a ton of emails this week from Canadian divers saying, Greg, we go there. We've been there several times. You know, it's really not that great.
Really?
Like, you're all up to, you're all excited and hyped up about nothing. But they said, well, but there are a couple places that would be pretty good. And I can't imagine it'd be bad. I don't know what they're comparing it to, but, you know, to them, it's old hat. The Canadians say they've been able to go there. If you're outside of the U.S., you know, Cuba's been open for years or forever, and they go there just like any other destination. So because it's been, you know, it's not accessible to us in the U.S. as Americans, maybe you think we've trumped it up a bit. What do you think there, Scuba Cowboy? You have any thoughts on that? You think maybe we have it more glamorized? It's more exotic because it's been unattainable? You think that's what it is?
I think that's exactly what it is. It's kind of like the you know, the girl that you can't date. You want her more than anybody else. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and then as soon as she becomes available, you're like, oh, my God, what was I thinking?
She's so clingy.
Exactly. Like, you start sawing your arm off. You know? I mean, that's how it works.
Okay, well, maybe that could be.
I'm just saying. Yeah, I think it's more the mystique than anything. The fact, anytime something is taboo, especially with Americans, they want it. You know, prohibition comes, everybody wants a drink.
That's right. Good point. All right, more coming up right after the 50 Shades of Grey next.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
In honor of Valentine's Day, Scuba Radio heats things up.
Put it in your mouth and blow. The harder you do so, the better your results.
Ooh, kinky.
We're talking about a snorkel, right?
Lame.
This has been 50 Shades of Greg.
That's stupid.
On Scuba Radio.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, maybe there's something that I'm not getting, which is fairly typical for me, I guess. But what are you going to do? We got more. You know, it is Valentine's Day, and that's just what you do. Whether you like it or not, we're going to do it. And we got more to come from, or where that came from, when it comes to the 50 Shades of Greg. And we apologize in advance. However, we're talking about Cuba. Diving in Cuba. So, you know, is it just more exotic? It's the mystique of not being able to go there. I don't know. I've CNN's been there, and they, you know, Anderson Cooper did a big report on one of the dive sites in Cuba. A few months ago, last year, he was there, and he was talking about how prolific all the marine life was, and it had been protected because Fidel or the people can't even afford to go out to some of the reefs. I'm sure there are some of those sites. Now, I'm not so sure I trust Anderson Cooper's judgment as far as, you know, whether the reefs are good or not. I'm not sure how, you know, accomplished he is as a diver, his experience is diving. The fact that he dives is a plus, but if you're a beginner diver, you could go in your backyard and dive a quarry and think, oh, my God, this is the best thing ever, and maybe not have a fair assessment of what the diving's really like there. But I don't know. It's still on my list. I got to mark it off whether my Canadian friends agree with me or not. And some of them do. Don't get me wrong. Not all the people that emailed me this week and said, hey, you know, what's the big deal? We go to Cuba all the time. The diving's kind of meh. But some of them said there are some sites there that are definitely worth visiting. But it just sounded like to them Cuba was a bit lost in the mix with some of the other islands that you could compare it to, whether that be, you know, places in the Bahamas or Dominica or Grenada or wherever, or Caymans or something like that.
Turks and Caicos,
that's right. So, yeah, Scuba Cowboy going to be in the Turks and Caicos with us October 3rd for our Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise. I know you're excited about that, right, Pup?
I am all kinds of excited about that. I can't wait to go back to TNC.
Absolutely. And then now I know getting ready for that, we got a few dive shows that we're going to be at. We're going to be at Beneath the Sea at the end of March. We got some big plans for that. Matter of fact, I just scored Seth Meyer and Jimmy Fallon tickets when I go up to visit the gang up there at Beneath the Sea this year. That's going to be a blast, plus our friends at Sirius XM. So who knows? Maybe I'll run into Howard Stern and say hi, get him into the water, make him dive, that kind of thing. But before that even happens, next week there's the Blue Wild Show in Fort Lauderdale. We'll get a couple people that are going to be down there for that, and we'll record, actually get reports from those folks. That's a small little show going on at the convention center that Catherine from Dive Training mentioned earlier. Also, 2 weeks from today is the Our World Underwater Show. And, Pup, you're going to be there, right? Playing your tunes and the whole thing.
I will. And, actually, I think I'll be at Blue Wild next year. I talked to Sherry. It was kind of a little last minute this year, but I think I'll be there next year down in Fort Lauderdale, too.
Well, there you go. But, Our World Underwater, 2 weeks from today, largest dive show in the Midwest. It is February in Chicago, so we set it up so Pup could cover that base for me this year. My blood's
so you can
thin.
Laugh at me while I'm up in the cold. Yeah,
no.
Tell them the truth now, Greg. Tell them the truth.
I'm not laughing. The thing is about Our World Underwater and, you know, Pat Hammer, the folks that put that show on, they do such a great job. And the divers there in the Midwest, when you go up there and you go to the show, especially us Florida folk, that have that thinning blood and you know, feel that 60 degrees is like, you know, the end of the world. It warms your heart when you go hang with these divers up there because they're hardcore. They're very passionate. And, you know, that's really worth putting up with the cold weather to a certain extent. Not enough for me this year. No, actually, I had a travel conflict, so I couldn't make it this year. But Pub's going to cover that base, and hopefully you can hand the microphone over to a few folks. Maybe we'll get them on the air. I've gotten a few emails from folks like, hey, you bringing Greg and the Mermaids coming up? I said, well, we got Pub coming up. I'm not sure we're going to have mermaids. They sometimes have some local girls that do a mermaid thing. And Pup, you can always put a mermaid tail on if you'd like, just to accommodate the folks up there in the Midwest to warm them up, okay? Is that in the cards?
I'm not sure they would invite me back if I did.
That's just say no.
Oh, of course they would. No. Come on. You know, they would.
No one wants to see me in a mermaid tail. I'm just not envisioning that.
Yeah, well, better you than
but
me.
But I am going to hang out there for a couple weeks, actually, and do a bunch of shows. So yeah. I'm pretty busy while I'm out there.
Well,
yeah, I'm probably going out as early as next weekend.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, it was funny. I actually went out to a bar here in Orlando last week. Hard to believe, I know. But what was unique is it was this place called the Ice Bar. And, you know, they have this section of the room that literally is made out of blocks of ice.
Wow.
Like an igloo kind of thing.
That's cool.
Kind of a cool idea. They got one in Vegas. I think there might be a few of these around. But in Chicago, in winter, I'm guessing next weekend, you could just go outside and make one. Am I right, you think?
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably, yes.
How cold is it in Colorado this weekend there, Pup? Is it...
Actually, it's been beautiful. For a week, it's been in the 60s, dude.
60s? Nice. Okay.
Did you not? Yeah.
So,
yeah, really.
Do you got snow on the ground then, or I guess not? It's
No. It all nice melted. We're supposed to get a little bit of rain tomorrow and a skiff of snow Monday, and then back in the 60s by Tuesday.
Okay. Well, there you go.
It's been beautiful.
All right. Yeah. Well, we got to get some diving in here soon. I'm planning to head down to, you know, if I go down next week, there's a chance I might go to the Blue Wild Show down in Fort Lauderdale. I got some people that want me to come down and do some diving with them. Phil Narcosis, who just got back from the... He just got back from diving the Kittiwake in the Caymans. He's actually traveling to Colorado today, and he was going to check in with us and do a little report on the Caymans, but his travel schedule, they were late on his bags, spitting out his bags from the airport, so he's going to join us next week. But he wants me to go down to Palm Beach and do some diving with him. Do a little drift diving off the Palm Beach coast. And then I was thinking about doing that and maybe heading down to the Keys and doing some stuff with Captain Slate. So I have a small window of time over the next couple weeks to fit in a little bit of diving before, before Beneath the Sea at the end of March and things like that. Maybe take a stop down to the Gomez Hilton there with our buddy Captain Walt DeMartini. There's the Miami Boat Show is actually going on through Monday this week. So I got a bunch of things kind of juggling around right now. But I'm planning to do a little local diving, so to speak. Because you never know. I mean, like just like that guy who found this airplane underwater off the coast of San Diego. That was his local dive ground. And he went and found the ultimate thing ever, which was... a wreck no one had, well, evidently reported officially, because, like I said, once he said, I found this wreck, and it got on the news and everything, and then people started coming out of the woodwork saying, well, I knew that wreck was there. I just never told anybody about it. I didn't think it was any big deal. But still, that's kind of cool. So who knows? I'll go down to West Palm or the Florida Keys and find a pirate ship or something. It could happen, you think?
It could totally happen.
Yeah, you know, I'd just be happy with catching a lobster or something, though. I don't really have to find I don't need to find anything underwater to have a good time underwater. Is that just me, or would you concur there, Pup? What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. Anytime. Yeah, it's kind of like, you know, a day waking up. People ask you what kind of day you're having. I tell them, you know, every day I wake up on this side of the dirt, it's a good day. Same thing with diving. Every time you go down and you come up, that's a good dive.
Good point. What about you, Jerry the Diver Guy, up there in Virginia? Are you snowed in this weekend again, too, or what?
Yes.
It is. It's just snow. Like, how thick is the snow there today?
Well, it's just starting right now, but I think tomorrow night into Wednesday, I think, is we're going to get hammered.
Going to get hammered. So when are you going to get out of there and do some diving or come down to the coast? Where would you go, first of all? Would you drive down to the Keys, or would you just end up in the Panhandle or something?
Well, more than likely, I'll wind up in either Fort Lauderdale or we'll go down in the Keys. But I think we may be trying to get a Crystal River
nice.
Down that way, maybe Jenny Springs. So,
well, it is manatee season.
Hopefully we can get something going.
That's right. You know, right now in Florida, even us for our warm water wusses, that's where we go. Because we got these springs over in the Crystal River area where all the manatees converge to stay warm. They're thin-blooded like we, like me. And they want to go to the spa, which would be that 72-degree water year-round, pumping out of places like Crystal River and Jenny Springs and that general vicinity. And then you can go snorkel with these manatees. Do you do that almost every year, Jerry?
Yeah, we do it quite a bit. Whenever time lets us, we'll do it all.
Okay. Well, we might have to put that on the schedule here in the next week or two.
Greg the Dive Master is sitting by the phone now, wishing it would ring, hoping that it's you on the other end of the line. Tug on his line now at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact K7 resin to their exclusive Power Claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
In honor of Valentine's Day, Scuba Radio heats things up.
It's not the size of the boat, it's the motion of the ocean.
This could be interesting.
Seasickness?
Didn't you mean...
It's a terrible thing, okay?
Ugh, forget it.
This has been 50 Shades of Greg.
That's stupid.
On Scuba Radio.
No more, I swear, no more. But happy Valentine's Day just the same. You know, I apologize, but it's way too late at this point. But I promise we won't do any more of those. Did it make you throw up a little bit in your mouth there, Bubble Boy? Or?
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, then, job well done. And, okay, so a couple things that we need to dive into before we wrap up today's broadcast extravaganza. Online, actually, CJ brought this to my attention, but have you seen this new T-shirt? Well, it's not really a new T-shirt, but the slogan is on that you put on a T-shirt. It says, "I dive so I don't choke people."
Oh, yeah. I saw that.
And you know, they do this for all different activities. I golf so I don't choke people, and you get the T-shirt. I don't know. Would you wear such a thing?
Oh, absolutely.
Is that the way to show your colors as a diver? What do you think, Pop? Would you do this? Would you wear a T-shirt to that effect? Or would it have to have some kind of tropical vibe, a print to it, for you to wear it added to your wardrobe?
Probably, yeah, yeah. That's a little dark for me.
It's too dark?
It's not that. Yeah, I'm not the choking kind.
You're not? Okay. Yeah, so 50 Shades of Greg, not really your deal either, huh? That's not really in your wheelhouse as far as how you...
I'll be honest with you, Greg. I probably see all the shades of Greg that I need to see when we travel. So I think I've had my fill.
You know,
I really do.
The more I think
not that I don't
that.
Enjoy traveling with you. You're a great roommate. Well, no problems.
I'm right there with you, Pop.
As weird as this sounds, is when you say that out loud and I think about it, it even makes me a little nauseous. So,
I'm just saying. Yeah,
wow. You know. What do you think, Jerry? How are you holding up there, buddy? You think, would you wear such a T-shirt? That'd be kind of your thing, wouldn't it? You'd wear a shirt like that. I dive.
Not
so
really.
You're not a choker? You wouldn't choke people because...
No.
How do you share your love of diving? Just with a simple baseball cap kind of thing? Or what's the best way? A ring? Like a toe ring or a nose ring with a dive flag on it? Or no?
You know, I'll wear my diving T-shirts and my hats and whatnot.
And, of course, he plays his scuba cowboy music in his car.
Well, of course, yeah. That's
oh, yes.
Goes without saying.
Yeah.
All right, so the tunes would be blaring, but your favorite dive bling that you wear on your person would just be a simple T-shirt. You wouldn't go as far as, like, Bill the Producer, like, painting his toenail in the color of a dive flag.
You would no.
What are you laughing?
Much.
What are you laughing at? What's wrong with that?
Or his eyelids?
The eyelids. I that would be kind of interesting. That would be a good Halloween thing to do. Maybe. No. Okay, but the toenail thing. You wouldn't do that, Bubble Boy?
Heck no.
Okay, I have to confess. I have had my toenails painted as dive flags.
Okay. Well, there. See, you're secure.
But I didn't do it
manhole.
Myself. Yeah, I just let someone else do it. We were sitting on the beach at a dive shop, and she's
right.
like, "Can I paint your dive flags in a toenail?"
Well, that's there. Different, yeah.
Well, okay, because you're just accommodating someone's artistic freedom.
Exactly.
Or expression, yeah. So you would allow that then, right, Jerry? No? Yeah?
You know, get some spring water in me. I don't think whatever they want.
Drunk! Get them drunk! It'd be like taking a Sharpie and drawing a mustache on him. You could do whatever you want with Jerry the Diver Guy with enough moonshine in him.
Whatever.
Yeah.
I did that to a friend once.
You did what? Wow. What, the mustache thing? Or
no,
the,
not the Sharpie thing all over the
face.
Yeah,
he was drunk in the back of my truck, and we drew all over him.
Yes.
Hilarious.
Well, you know, as divers, we ought to draw, you know, we ought to, if we're trying to spread the love of diving, we ought to do some kind of dive-related, you know, punking in that regard. You don't just draw a mustache. You got to be more creative. Draw, you know, get a red Sharpie and make a dive flag on their cheek or something like that.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
And then
the next time I catch you passed out,
no,
in
not
the sun,
that's not necessary.
We'll put the sunblock on you and write stuff on you.
No, that's not what I'm saying at all. That is not, you know, I'm saying for other people that the non-divers. See, we belong to the same club. This is something we as divers can join together and punk the non-divers. You know, if they want to be a part of our club, fine, but you're going to have to be hazed, and we're going to have to draw a dive flag on your butt cheek, probably the left or right one, depending on, you know, how we feel and if we're left or hand right-handed, I guess. I don't know. I mean, you do what you can do to spread the joy of diving, and that would be one way to just mark the general public and you know, tag them. You know, turn this into more of a contest, kind of like a punking kind of thing.
I'm with you.
Yeah, Pup likes the idea. You could, you know, instead of, graffiti guys, you know, instead of them spray painting buildings with all this, you know, weird nonsense, you have no idea what they're trying to say, make a dive flag. Oh, they want me to go diving. Well, I appreciate that. You know, it's a positive message.
And a dive flag becomes a gang symbol.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, No.
And then there'll be a bill passed.
Exactly. We'll be able to do it everywhere except Hawaii. Yeah.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But now, if you want to do this, we'll do it. I'm all game for it.
All right. So, Jerry the Diver Guy's in. And Bubble Boy, you'll...
What about a chunk of fire coral in the britches? Is that out of the question?
Well, for the folks that annoy you, that would be one way to get them back. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. It's all about the love, how you share the love on a Valentine's Day as a diver. And yeah, we're a twisted bunch, but we all, you know, love what we can do. And you ought to be a part of it, too. You hear us having so much fun? There's something to this whole diving thing. You think?
Bless us all, everyone.
Yeah, for sure.
There's a lot to this diving thing.
There is indeed. Yeah. All right. And we'll leave it at that. Till next week, remember, it's always better. Where, gang?
Down where it's wetter.
Down where it's wetter.
There you go. Safe diving, everybody. Yeah, we get lucky.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.